Yeah.
To learn the craziness, junoon. This is what we're talking about, and this is something that you have to get it now, because this is a part of the description of wisdom you're going to accumulate. The sort of craziness. We talked about this craziness. In order to talk about craziness, first of all, why? Why did he decide to tell us about craziness? Because the big story finished. We're talking about another thing. You remember, before coming to craziness, we have a very long, long, long paragraph. After a very short one. And that short one happened to be my favorite. That is the point. I hope one day you will think and you will find out why I declare that my favorite. Ophelia is in the words of Rumi. But as a teacher, because that's a point. And it was very obvious and clear that we are not talking about building understandings. We are not talking about adding to your knowledge. We are talking about the necessity of eliminating something first. Because if you don't, sorry, no chance. Because the water doesn't go by. Water always goes lower and lower and lower. Yeah. Remember, water for us is the most important stuff. It's knowledge, really, right? But even knowledge to us is secondary. That's one of the major points we are trying to make. Knowledge is secondary. Intelligence should be the second person in me. My brain is second. My heart is first. It's like that. So even the water, yes, water will grow everything, will go, will become the ocean, then it will go through a process to get rid of self. It will evaporate. Then it goes high. So, you want to go high? First of all, come down from the wall, self-made wall, this ego. We talk about this ego every time. It depends on what the story or example we bring in. You imagine another face for this ego. And fair enough, it's like that. Because your ego has so many faces. Because that's one of the instruments it uses, actually. I never forget this famous saying. I believe I heard it somewhere from. I believe it was Noam Chomsky. Said, when you are beating somebody and you have your heels on their throat, you cannot think that I'm a son of a bastard and I'm doing a bad thing for my own benefit or goal. You have to create an excuse that I'm doing it for their own good. And you could always succeed. You build a wall of ego, you climb upon it, and you forget about it as if it is you. All the judgment you make in your life, they are over there like a philosophy to help you whenever you need it. Different arguments, cleverness, this and that stuff. No. Get rid of it. How? He said, one by one, you have to recognize this block. And throw it away in that water. Okay, when he suggests this as a leader, as a master, what should he do? He should walk us through it. He said, okay, let's start now. Don't talk about it tomorrow. That don't talk about tomorrow was that long, long, long paragraph. After that, he started to say, okay, let me talk about what? About the block you have in your mind. Okay. Let me show you the first block that you should get rid of. You have a block in your mind telling you, or you're declaring to yourself that, yes, you want to be good. You believe in goodness. You appreciate the goodness. You are a follower of a master. But in practice, yes, all of this was just a claim. When it comes to practice, are you ready to pay the price? There is a price for this. How could you do that without paying the price? You remember how he said it? He said this Zunnun was the master. The master of the master and followed all that claims. Next paragraph. Okay. He pretended he's crazy and they didn't believe. They said, oh no. They insisted that you were our master, we believe in you, tell us. When he started to act a little bit crazy, they ran away. And at the end of the paragraph, he was trying to say, is this what all those claims was about? Then he explained something very loud and clear. He said, you have to know the address of friendship. The logo of the friendship. Logo of the friendship is pain and sufferance. It's not being happy together. Let's hang out. It's the pain. Because it's like the gold. And we talked about gold, remember, that, the gold stuff, you have to add it little by little, then become gold and stuff. Here I said, gold should go in that fire, right? So we had the first lesson of this Junun. Then another one came in. The cleverness of Luqman. This is where we are, right? We are in the second paragraph. He made it two paragraphs. He could just make it the story of Luqman. Look at the second title. Second title is something that it's not really necessary over there, is it? Because it's the same story. We're talking about the cleverness of Luqman. No. Because there are 2 points to make here. First, in the first one, what do you see? He started to talk about the source of the goodness which is not in us. We have to absorb in a way. He talked about this existence and the other universes that belongs to us, a part of existence. You remember, imagination, non-existence, dream. See, let's think about all of those. And let's not forget, in book one, first part, we try to establish something. That something should be readable always on your main screen, in a way. We established that.